Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
From white-tailed deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan, or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Hey, it's Camp House time again at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here with us. Front door to the Camp House brought to you by Calming Care. Pretty incredible product that's, about a year old now from my friends at Purina. It's a canine probiotic that's developed with the overactive dog in mind, the overbarker, the overjumper. It gently and safely over time calms that dog. It's called Calming Care, and your vet can tell you more about it. Fall beginning to slip away, winter showing up here and there across our country. And as things cool down and the water turns hard up north, we're going to turn our attention towards drilling holes in the ice today. We're going to go ice fishing with a Hall of Famer, my buddy Woody Woods, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota, right there on the Canadian border, Rainier, Minnesota, just a couple of miles east of International Falls. If you've never been, it's one of the coolest experiences that I've ever participated in. The solace and solitude of dead of winter, silence like you've never heard before, and oh yeah, giant crappie. Come on and go ice fishing with us today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. It was actually 3 years ago this coming February that Robin and I spent time with Woody up in his beloved Rainy Lake country. And I look forward to my next trip, but until then, that 2017 memory is going to have to be my ice fishing Band-Aid. It'll hold me over till I can get back up there. We're also going to hear from my friend Tom Dockin today. Tom lives just south of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Northfield, Minnesota is his home, and Tom is a lifelong resident of the great state of Minnesota. Now, we know Tom as a pro dog trainer, one of the best on planet Earth. Tom Dockin's famous Oak Ridge Kennels have turned out champion after champion. But Tom is also a big game hunter, a bow hunter, a well-traveled hunter. And while Woody covers the fishing on Rainy Lake, Tom is going to tell us about the incredible hunting opportunities and his love for his beautiful Minnesota. Sure glad you're here with us. Jump on the snowmobile and let's go drill a hole in the ice. I love these fall and winter festivals that take place this time of year. Fort Sisseton Historic State Park, South Dakota. It's their annual Frontier Christmas today. If you're in the neighborhood, drop by. You'll hear musicians performing. The family can participate in traditional, old-school Christmas crafts there on the grounds. Take the time while you're there to write a letter to our military personnel. Tell them Merry Christmas and thank you. They're even roasting chestnuts on an open fire. They have a horse-drawn sleigh that is going to ride folks through the fort grounds. It's authentic and old-fashioned. Frontier Christmas Day at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park, South Dakota today. Have fun. Here's another good one. In Alabama, Santa's Underground Workshop. This time of year, they convert the caverns at Rickwood Caverns State Park underground into a pretty magical experience. It's a winter wonderland, and even if it's cold or rainy outside, it's a constant 62 degrees in the caverns year-round. You'll stroll about a mile through the Christmas lights and decorations, enjoy hot chocolate and other goodies that they're whipping up for you there. We have some pictures at bbkoradio.com. When they light up the Christmas lights amongst all of those stalagmites and mineral growths underground, it's something to see. They're open daily, 2 until 8 p.m. through December 30th. They will close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. This kind of took me back when I read this note from Sierra Doherty with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game this week. Every year in Alaska, more than 800 moose are killed, not by hunters, in collisions with cars. More than 800 car-moose collisions every year in Alaska. It was an anonymous tip in Iowa that led to the charges against that fella shooting swans. December 6th, somebody called in and said that a man was shooting trumpeter swans at Paul Arrington Marsh, just east of Ankeny. It was a hunter that alerted authorities to the man shooting the trumpeter swans. The hunter heard three shots and saw three swans come down in the water. Conservation officer Dustin Egme arrived on the scene a short time later and witnessed the man shoot another trumpeter swan. As he was approaching the man, the fellow shot another one. Says he thought he was shooting geese. If convicted, that $1,500 per swan will help him look up the difference between a swan and a goose. People have been getting great results from Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. It's a canine probiotic that very gently, over time, calms the overactive dog, the overbarker, the dog that jumps on everybody when they come over and just won't stop. Calming Care. Hey, Mississippi, you guys have a brand new wildlife management area. The Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks formally dedicated its newest WMA the other day. It's called the Phil Bryant Wildlife Management Area. Bayous, cypress, sloughs, bottomland hardwoods, Warren, and Issaquena counties.
I'm making my list and checking it twice. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissen, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail. Painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org, and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, You can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Hey, you want to reach us in the camp house? It's 1-877-820-BBKO. 1-877-820-BBKO. The camp house website is bbkoradio.com. And hey, listen, you can check out the show anytime, anywhere, on your device, your laptop, your handheld, whatever. The podcast is available just about everywhere, certainly at bbkoradio.com. But if you'll let the folks at Spotify or Apple iTunes Music or Stitcher or Google Play or Podbean know that you'd like to get a free download of the show each week, they'll do that for you. Absolutely free. They'll send it to your device, and then you can listen going down the road, sitting in the deer blind, in the cubicle at work, if you can get away with that, wherever and whenever. Big Billy Kender Outdoors, podcast available everywhere. We are reliving a show that we did in February of 2017 today. We're talking about the great state of Minnesota. Ice fishing in particular up on Rainy Lake International Water with Hall of Famer Woody Woods. But I also spent some time at Pheasant Fest in Minneapolis with my friend and Minnesota native Tom Dockin. Tom, born and raised Minnesotan, world-renowned for his dog training. But he's also an extremely accomplished big game hunter as well. So I wanted to spend some time with Tom, not just talking about bird dogs, but about his beautiful Minnesota and the incredible outdoor opportunities that it holds.
We have like a real diverse, if you're a bird hunter or, you know, any kind of a hunter in this state, you know, think about birds. We got ducks, geese, pheasants, sharptails, Hungarian partridge, turkeys, you know, pretty much everything's here. And the state really changes. You get to the southern part of the state, almost all ag. Central part, you're going to get a combination of ag, you're going to get a combination of trees. You get up in that northwest corner, you got wheat country up there, and then you get to the Boundary Waters area, and it's like you're up in northern Canada. So it's a great sportsman state, but you know what? One other thing about Minnesota is we're surrounded, if you're a bird hunter, we're surrounded by great states.
Yes.
We've got North Dakota right next to us. We got South Dakota. Iowa is on its way back with pheasants. And we've got Canada right on. I mean, so sportsman's wise, yeah, we've got a lot of great things to offer here. Fishing,
yep.
Obviously. But we're surrounded with great stuff, too. And, you know, that's one thing. Pheasants are a real big thing. Dog training wise, we're real diverse. We do a lot of, this dog's got to know pheasants, he's got to know ducks,
yep.
Rough grouse,
yep.
He's got to know just about everything.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe you get down south, it might be ducks and doves.
Yeah.
So here, our dogs have to be upland experts, waterfowl experts, you know, kind of a combination of everything.
Yeah, versatile breeds, I would think, are very popular in this part of the country.
We do a lot of, we train everything at the kennel. We do pointers, retrievers, a lot of it. This is a kind of a big retriever hotbed kind of an area. because it's like, well, let's do some ducks, let's do some pheasants or some grouse. Not that your versatile breeds can't do it, but it just tends to be Labrador country here.
Yeah.
Now, if we were in Georgia, it might be we're more into pointing dog stuff, but just up here, we train a lot of retrievers.
Yeah, literally, if you're in Minneapolis, basically the middle of the state, you're 3 hours in any direction from a whole lot of different stuff. And I'm really impressed that you said Huns. I had no idea. I thought the Huns played out about the Missouri River.
Yeah, you know, it's not like there's a bunch, but, you know, I'm talking about what you might stumble into, and then you get those that sharp tail country, you know, the odd prairie chicken. So, but you have a bit of every species here. Our pheasant population is coming back. The southwest part of the state, they put a lot of effort into, you know, a lot of public land out there to hunt, a lot of walk-in areas. So they work hard, but we got a ton of resources here, which is really pretty neat.
Tom, they call this the land of 10,000 lakes. However, I think the guy that did that, he could only count to 10,000 because there's more.
Well, they probably didn't count the 100,000 sloughs, wetlands, and all of those things. And there is, you know, you fly into Minnesota and you come over, and it's lakes everywhere. And you know, that's what makes for all of these fishing lakes, but it's also good for the waterfall.
Yep.
You know, everything. All these species, you know, they need those wetlands, they need those other areas. So this was originally part of that western Minnesota, that prairie pothole region.
Yeah.
Works into South Dakota and North Dakota, and this is where a lot of it was happening.
Yeah. As far as your dog work goes up here and your birds, waterfowl has to be number one.
It is. Waterfowl. The thing about Minnesota is there is so much public land. You know, all of these lakes, they're public. They're not private.
Mm.
So the ability for a guy to grab his dog, throw the boat on the trailer, and go hunt, it's there. It's not like you get a lot of parts of the country, and if you have a lease, you're in. Anybody has the opportunity to go and hunt here, which that doesn't happen. The more you travel, you don't see that. So the opportunity's there. Waterfowl is important, but on the same hand, you know, the upland birds, you know, you the grouse hunters, the pheasant hunters, it's all here. And I think that diversity, you know, is kind of that big appeal here, especially for the dogs with the guy. And say, let the ducks are down for a year.
Yeah,
pheasants are probably up.
Yeah.
And kind of vice versa.
Hey, tell me about your pheasant numbers. How are they doing? You said that they're resurrected a little in the southwest part of the state.
Yeah, they're coming back. They've worked really hard on getting a lot of CRP acreage down there. And we know that. It's habitat.
Yeah.
They've got to have it. You know, up here, winters are a big thing. You know, you could be, you know, cruising along, building up your bird numbers. All of a sudden, you hit a winter of, you know, epic proportion.
Yeah.
And it's going to knock them back. But that happens up in this prairie country. But I think the big thing they've realized is that you got to have that CRP.
Yeah.
You just got to have it. You got to have that nesting habitat and winter habitat. So they're coming back. You know, I hope to see that keep going. And I talk to, you know, because we're dealing with hunters all the time. They're going, yeah, I mean, I can't believe what I'm seeing here now in Minnesota. So that's really encouraging.
Yeah. Do you have a pretty liberal season, daily bag limit?
Yeah. You know, it starts off in October, and it goes through the end of December. So it's a nice season. So, you know, the bag limits are, you know, they're kind of proportionate to what the bird numbers are normally like. But, you know, the fact that you can literally jump in the car two and a half hours, you can be at some of the best pheasant hunting. Or, you know, we're recording this downtown Minneapolis. You can drive an hour and you can shoot pheasants. So,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. And it's also very rare that we can stand here in short sleeves in February in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I can't believe this. We're talking mid-February here, and, you know, and we're out here. I've got a little light jacket on. You know, here, if it gets to be 35 degrees in the middle of the winter, people are like short sleeves, and they're just dying to be outside.
I noticed that yesterday. It was like 48 degrees. Girls were in halter tops and shorts.
Well, you know, it's Minnesota. You got to take advantage of every little thing you get.
Keep in mind, as Tom Dockin and I talk about the beautiful weather there in Minnesota, that was actually February of 2017. We had a day that was sunny and in the 40s there in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now, snow was piled up everywhere. They just had a warm day come in. And then the frigid temperatures set back in, as they tend to do in February in Minnesota. And we bundled up and hit the ice with Woody Woods, who, by golly, you're going to meet next right here on the show. Hey, if you were to visit Tom Dawkins' world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota, you'd notice that he has a product called Fortiflora on hand. Just look in his fridge. There's the Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic, because all of our dogs experience GI upset from time to time. When they do, Fortiflora fixes that. Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. For years, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick names have been legendary among fishermen all over the world. With a strong history in craftsmanship, technology, and durability, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick fishing brands continue to meet the specialized needs of avid anglers of any skill level. Are you looking for your next new rod and reel? Take a look at the unmatched quality and durability of Abu Garcia's Revo lineup or C3 series reels, or the new Fenwick World Class and Techna PX rods, utilizing 3M PowerLux Composites technology to maximize strength, durability, and sensitivity. Visit Southwestern Parts and Service to check out the newest products from the Abu Garcia and Fenwick brands. And remember, at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, we're the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and also have one of the largest reel parts inventories in the world. Three legends, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, and Southwestern Parts. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin,
and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth, to sell you a life filled with urban fascinations, to ignore that death is life's unwavering partner, together creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
In good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Seminars with the most knowledgeable hunting and conservation minds, fun with famous faces on stage, and 1,850 booths displaying guns, gear, and awesome adventures around the globe. Heritage, the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
BBKORadio.com. That's our website, BBKORadio.com. Come see us. I met my friend Woody Woods years ago at an outdoor expo. And on the day we met, he said, "I want you to come to Rainier, Minnesota and go fishing with me." Trying to be nice, I said, "Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, Woody." I didn't know if this guy was legit. I didn't know if he was a nut. Turns out he's both legit and a nut. He's a funny guy. He'll keep you entertained. And yes, he knows what he's doing on the water. He's in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. Get to know my friend Woody Woods from Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, Rainier, Minnesota. Here's our recording from a couple of years ago when I sat in his shop, which was right on the corner of Spruce and Main at that time, an old historic building that truly was a step back in time to a Norman Rockwell painting, Mayberry of the North. In fact, the whole little town of Rainier is a step back in time.
Woody, it is good to be in Rainier, Minnesota. We've been talking about this for about 6 or 7 years. We finally made it happen.
Well, Bill, it's good to have you and your wife, Robin, up here finally. And, well, we call it God's country, and you've seen why.
Oh, my gosh. It is beautiful. When I arrived here early in the week, it was nighttime, and I couldn't really see. And I was like a kid at Christmas waiting for the sun to come up. And I was not disappointed. You live in a beautiful, beautiful place.
We're very fortunate, very blessed to be in such an area. And Bill, I've told many of my customers it's the easiest place in the world to guide because if I can't catch a fish, the scenery will still wow you.
Yeah, it will. It will. It overwhelms you. I was out on the ice yesterday. We were doing a little ice fishing and catching a bunch of crappie, big black crappie. And we'll talk about those big fish a little later on. And I'm not yanking your chain, folks. Big black crappie up here. I would think 8 to 10 inches with a slow growing season. We're catching 14, 15, 16-inch black crappie, fat, 2 inches thick with shoulders on them. It's unbelievable the health of the fish in this lake. But I'm looking around at this unbelievable scenery, and a bald eagle lands 50 yards from us over there, and he's just watching us and enjoying the day and the sunshine on the ice and the beautiful islands everywhere and pine trees. And I thought, how am I going to describe this on the radio? I don't have the words for this kind of beauty. It's spectacular.
Well, it is, and it is, and that darn eagle, when we turned our back, he took that fish.
Yeah, he came and got our fish, you know, up here. You catch a fish, you don't have to put him in the ice chest, you just lay him on the ice. We turned our back, went back to fishing, he swooped in, I heard a flap, 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 and the fish is gone, and the eagle's got it, up close and personal. Now, tell folks exactly where we are. Where is Rainier, Minnesota?
Rainier is just a small little town. It's just east of International Falls, Minnesota, which many people see on the weather maps.
Yep.
So we're actually across the border from Fort Frances, Ontario. Okay. When people come up here, they're taking more or less a two-nation vacation.
Yeah, you know? Right, exactly. I've, in my pocket right now, I have a Minnesota fishing license and a Canadian fishing license because from my room at Woody's Lodge, I can look directly across my balcony, beautiful view of Rainy Lake, and I'm looking at Canada on the other side there. Yesterday, we're fishing Canada, fishing Canadian waters, and just having a ball. You never get tired of looking at this stuff. Rainier, how many people live in Rainier?
A couple hundred people. I mean, it's not a real big town, but yesterday, Bill, when we were out there, we didn't see anybody. I mean, that's the way it is. It was like we had the whole lake to ourselves, and we were just in a small part of this massive 220,000-acre lake that runs about 80 miles.
Yeah.
And we didn't see one other person all day.
Yeah, you know, and we traveled several miles up the lake on snowmobiles. That's how you go with Woody in the winter, snowmobiles, which is a fun experience in itself. Just taking a 20-mile-an-hour ride through this beauty on your snowmobile and taking it all in, and then pop off of there, drill a few holes in the ice, and go to catching slab crappie. That's a pretty good day. If you've ever seen the show Northern Exposure, do you remember an old show called Northern Exposure set in Alaska?
I do, yep, I sure do.
That's what I keep thinking of in this town. I keep waiting for a moose to walk down the city streets. Everyone knows everybody. It's a very, very friendly community. Anything you want is within walking distance. You do have modern amenities. International Falls is what, 3 miles?
Yeah, International Falls is about 3 miles away, and there's an airport there. People fly in, and actually, you know, it's quite interesting. People that make a lot of transatlantic flights, people that, well, celebrities or whatever.
Yeah.
They gas up their planes in International Falls.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's something else. It's amazing to see, because to drive up here from Minneapolis, you go through a lot of open country, and you can tell it's getting more desolate and more desolate. And there's one little town with about 8 people in it, and Woody and I were talking on the phone on my way up, and he said, you know, it gets pretty lonely after you cross through Orr. I think it was Orr. And it was pretty lonely. Not a lot of cars on the road, not a lot of people. And then you get right up here to the international border. And it's hustling, bustling. There's industry, daily life going on. But 3 miles east of International Falls is Rainier, and it slows down to a 1945 painting by Norman Rockwell. You know, it's just an unbelievably friendly place. You were born and raised here, right?
That's right. Actually, I was born in Fort Frances, Ontario, because my mom's doctor had retired, and he referred her to the dude across the creek. So it wasn't for political reasons or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just that's the way it was.
There
it was
you
like
go.
A big community.
And then you got to Rainier as fast as you could.
I slid right over.
Jumped on the next canoe and came back over. Claim to fame, one of the claims to fame, Rainier, Minnesota, is the great Bronco Nagurski, one of the biggest names in NFL football history. He grew up right here.
He grew up right here, and he played high school sports at International Falls, where we all went to high school in International Falls. And, University of Minnesota, all-star both ways, all-American both ways.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Chicago Bears. And he's a legend. And he was on Madden's All-Century team, I believe.
Yes, he was.
And charter member of the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
In fact, they've got a wing of the county museum, the Kuching County Museum, dedicated to Bronco Nagurski.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. And I've got to make it by there. I haven't been by there yet, but we've got to swing by there. Before we get out of here, Bronco Nagurski is quite a legend in this town. Yesterday evening, there were a few of us gathered up and visiting and reliving the day's fishing trip. And one fella says, well, now, I saw this reported in a Chicago paper that when Minnesota came to recruit in this area, the coach stopped for directions to ask this kid that was plowing a field, and he was pushing a plow without a horse. Now, Woody, any truth to that?
Well, I wasn't there, so I can't say it ain't.
Hey, we're having a great time up here. We're going to talk to you about licensing and what it's going to take to get here and when you might think about coming when we come back in a little bit. Have another cup of coffee.
Hey, that sounds like a deal. I'm working on one right now.
My buddy Woody Woods in Rainier, Minnesota. He fishes Rainy Lake right there on the U.S.-Canadian border and catches a ton of gorgeous walleye, smallmouth, bass, crappie. Big pike, and he'll keep you smiling the whole trip. And if you think Woody's a nut, wait till you meet his buddy Larry Bowling, another Hall of Famer, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer, coming up later in the show today. If Larry ever tells you anything, don't believe it. Hey, we're going to rejoin my buddy Tom Dockin when I come back from the coffee pot and talk about the big game hunting opportunities that Minnesota holds. The place is just phenomenal, and it really should be on your bucket list, no matter if you're a hunter or a fisherman, or just enjoy spectacular beauty. The island-filled, pine tree-covered, rainy lake area is as pretty as any place I've ever been. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
I'm Canadian Moose Guide Norm McCrate, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Berkeley, our mission is simple, to help anglers catch more fish. With Berkeley Powerbait, fish hold on 18 times longer, allowing you to set the hook and catch more fish. No matter the season, no matter the technique, we've got you covered. Whether it be your trusted Powerbait baits, including the Power Worm, Pit Boss, or Bottom Hopper, or Berkeley's latest innovations like Jordan Lee's The Champ Craw, and our strong lineup of Berkeley hard baits, including everything from topwater baits to deep diving crankbaits. We've got it. Come shop the large assortment of Berkeley products at Southwestern Parts and Service for all your Berkeley fishing needs. Berkeley Fishing. Catch more fish. And when you visit Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, bring your old gear with you. Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas is the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and has one of the largest reel parts inventory in the world. That's right. Grandpa's gear can work again. Southwestern Parts and Berkeley. Catch more fish. Your kids and their friends have never had a birthday party like this, and they'll never forget a Cinnamon Creek Ranch birthday party either.
We do a lot of birthday parties. We have two birthday party rooms, $300, and that's for 10 kids. We provide them with hot dogs, popcorn, drinks, and they get to come here for 2.5 hours. And we have two instructors that usually stay in here with them the entire time. Show all the kids basically how to shoot. We have different size bows. But, yeah, it's a blast. And then we usually kind of split the time up. We'll have them come in here for a little while. They'll eat cake and their popcorn and hot dogs. And then we'll take them out in the arena and let them play archery tag. We provide everything, so they're not required to bring anything at all.
With a complete lunch and dinner menu, the world's largest indoor archery facility, private birthday and conference rooms, the most knowledgeable archery staff on planet Earth, and a turnkey all-equipment-provided experience for your corporate event, family reunion, or birthday party. We've built an incredible facility with you in mind at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit Joshua Creek.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards. Enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, we love to hear from you. 1-877-820-BBKO is the telephone number here in the old camp house. And the address is bbkoradio.com. Drop by anytime, leave a note on the door. bbkoradio.com. If you're just joining us on the show today, we're revisiting a trip we took to the great state of Minnesota in February of 2017. It was an ice fishing trip on Rainy Lake, right up there on the Canadian border. Absolutely stunning beauty. But on the way up, we stopped in on Pheasant Fest, which was hosted that year by the cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, of course, my buddy Tom Dockin was there, who not only is a world-renowned dog trainer, but a lifelong Minnesota resident, turkey hunter, deer hunter, bow hunter, rifle hunter. Tom does it all, and he does it all in Minnesota.
Tom, I can't be here talking to you in your native, your home state of Minnesota without asking this question. Where does Bud Grant live?
Bud Grant, he lives close to the Twin Cities. I can't tell you exactly where he's at.
Yeah.
But he's an icon up in this area. I've known Bud for quite a while. I've had a chance to work with one of his retrievers back in the day, and you know he's a great Vikings coach.
But oh, yeah.
You know, under that skin there, that hunter and fisherman is like as strong as there can be, and you know, he's kind of an inspiration to a lot of people. He's still out there doing it, you know, which we could only hope to be.
Absolutely. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I was a big Tom Landry fan, Dallas Cowboys fan, and we had a bit of a rivalry with the Vikings, but I always loved Coach Grant because they'd feature him on little pieces at halftime. Hey, he's out chasing pheasants. He's deer hunting. This guy's like me. I like that. And then when he's 80-some-odd years old and flipping the coin at a playoff football game in short sleeves and it's like 12 degrees, I like that guy.
Oh, he's a gamer. He's definitely a gamer. And, you know, people love that kind of that hard-nosed, you know, Viking mentality here. And, you know, they used to play outdoors.
Right.
You know, and that was kind of most of the, you know, the mystique there is, you know, you'd get these teams coming in from the West Coast, and our guys would be in short sleeves in a blizzard.
Right.
And I think the intimidation factor was there. It's kind of like Green Bay right now. I mean, they play outdoors. It was kind of like what the Vikings used to be.
Yeah, exactly. Who's tougher? Who's tougher? Let's talk about your big game here in the state of Minnesota. When people think about Tom Dockin, they're thinking about training their dog. However, you love to hunt. You love to hunt big game, and you love to hunt with your bow.
Yeah, I've been a bow hunter for forever. You know, back in the day when it was all recurve and do those things, and love to whitetail hunt. You know, I've done antelope, I've done caribou, I've done all of that. Not caribou in Minnesota, but kind of went all over. But here we've got, you know, we got the whitetail hunting is fantastic here. It really is. Turkey.
Yep.
You know, we got the turkey. They consider that, you know, kind of in that big game realm.
Yep.
Bear. You know, we have a moose population. And believe it or not, we've got a small section up in the northern part of Minnesota, kind of that northwest corner, where we have small elk herd.
No
and
kidding.
You wouldn't think that in Minnesota, but we do. So, you know, the opportunities there. Wolves, obviously, they're protected.
Yeah.
But we have a really, really diverse amount of big game here in this state.
Absolutely. And much like your neighbors, Iowa, the Dakotas, Nebraska, tons of agriculture, especially in the southern half of the state, and some great big healthy deer.
We do. I mean, that, you know, for us, for somebody to shoot a 250-pound buck is Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty nice deer. But, you know, there's some that, you know, in the past have dress out, you know, not dress out, but live weight right around that 300 pound. That's
wow.
That's a big animal.
That's a big deer.
And it's kind of unique. And you know, Iowa is kind of on the forefront of this, you know, quality management deal. We're starting to see more of that in that southeastern part of our state. I could only imagine what Minnesota could produce if they kind of adopted that quality deer management situation, because we have the genetics here to do it. And I love sitting in a tree. You know, I like, there's too many things to do. I love hunting my birds. And I try to split it up where, okay, I'm going to duck hunt this morning. Maybe I'll bow hunt in the evening, but I'm going to pheasant hunt in the afternoon.
Right,
so
yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Yeah, you live in really a sportsman's paradise. I love Texas. We have great opportunities there. But I got to tell you, from about the 1st of July until mid-September, you really don't. You have to make yourself go out. I fish at night some, you know, do what I can to get out. It's too hot. Your summers can be hot, but a lot better than 100 days in a row of 100 degrees.
Yeah, we hit, I would say where we're at, we might hit that August, maybe a little bit of July and August, where we get into the 90s for, you know, maybe a couple weeks straight. It might extend more than that, but for the most part, you know, from May through July, and then we get into September, October, and, you know, you get those beautiful October days, and you wish they'd last forever.
Yeah.
And then winter hits.
Yep. And then it's winter time. Just in a nutshell, briefly, tell people what they'll experience should they enter their dog in a shed hunting trial.
Well, you know, the AKC hunt test stuff, like for retrievers, it would be a pass-fail. So we have different divisions. We got a junior, senior, and a master. Everybody starts out at the junior level, regardless of the age of the dog. And you're going to have a course set up. You'll have 6 antlers on the course, and you're going to have a time limit.
Yeah.
And the whole idea there is you need to find your antlers within the time limit. It's a 15-minute time limit to get a pass. Now, the junior level is our easiest level, but it's the introduction level. You get 6 passes there. You get your junior title. Once you get out of that, you're going to go to senior. Now, it gets a little tougher. Now, the course gets a little harder, which you want to move up the bracket. You're also then going to have antlers that might be covered up in brush. You might have them under the snow where you have a little bit of that tine sticking out, and then the dog's got to pick one up out of the water. Not dive down for it, but he's got to be able to be willing to grab one out of water and bring it back in. Master level, you need 6 passes to get through the senior, move to the master. Now it's tougher. It gets much tougher. You got to get to the point where not only they have to dig some of them out of the brush, the courses get tougher, water retrieve, and then they have to be able to bring back an elk antler of reasonable size, nothing crazy. So, because there's people doing this out west.
Oh, sure.
They're doing it with the dogs, with the elk antlers as well. So, when you see these dogs get to that master level, it's the real deal.
They're tough. Tom, do you like to chase turkeys? Do you have that bug as bad as I do?
I bow hunt turkeys, and I love to hunt turkeys. Think about it. It's the springtime thing. What's going on?
Yep.
Nothing else is going on. And so Minnesota, we've got the easterns here in Minnesota, and then you get into the Dakotas, you're going to have easterns in that eastern part of South Dakota and North Dakota, then you're going to get into Merriam's as you get a little further out. So I love hearing them talk, man.
I do too. It just really gets my blood curdling. I absolutely love it because you're right. It's that time of the year when everything's being renewed and the birds are singing and the weather's a little warmer. It's pleasant out, and those old toms are looking for love. And you supply that love in the form of a broadhead.
Well, yeah. I mean, you try to anyway.
Yeah.
You know, being out there, in a lot of cases, you know this because you've hunted enough, is it's having the experience, hearing it in the morning. It's kind of that chess match thing that you don't always win. Most of the time, you don't win.
Right.
Once in a while, you do connect. It's, you know, it's something for us, like especially here. We go through winter. We're looking for something in the spring.
We
want that next thing to happen, and that brings in the spring, and then fishing starts up after that. But I enjoy it. It's early morning. I mean, getting out there and you hear that first gobble, and you're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you're an outdoorsman, or if you just enjoy new places, you need to plan a trip to Minnesota. I had never been here. I regret that I've never been here before. I'm going to fish while I'm here. I'm going to enjoy as much
much of the outdoors as I can in February and soak your state up. It's a beautiful place, Tom.
Well, you're going to get the ultimate winter experience. You're going ice fishing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to look down a little hole there and see if you can pull something up. But that's truly a Minnesota deal for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I keep hearing the music from Grumpy Old Men in the back of my head, you know.
Well, I was thinking about that while we were talking. You know, it's not that far off.
Right.
You know, it really isn't. Right. It's kind of what that culture is all about. Although nowadays you get some of these fish houses, it's kind of like sitting in your living room fishing.
Exactly. It's not all bad.
No.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Heritage is the name of the 2020 DSC Convention and Expo with endless aisles of outdoor gear and opportunities. Come join the family fun January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Hey, come on back in here by the fire. We have more chores to do around this old camp house today at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thank you so much for being here. This corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula for your dog, no matter the age, the lifestyle, or the physical condition. And no matter the formula, Pro Plan is premium, the best you can feed your dog. Pick up the Pro Plan. It's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma and Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and Arkansas. Hey, what's going on with the turkeys in Kansas? Wild turkey populations are declining across not only Kansas, but the Midwest. Though the Sunflower State still boasts some of the strongest wild turkey populations in the region, statewide surveys are suggesting that immediate action is needed if Kansas is to have any measurable impact on slowing the decline. Kent Fricke is the small game coordinator for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Kent also chairs the department's Wild Turkey Committee and says our primary concern is declining nest and brood survival rates. Some of the potential causes? Well, spring flooding this year is believed to be at the forefront of the decline, but the turkey situation didn't just start this year. In recent years, Kansas has observed declines in both habitat quality and quantity. And there have been other significant weather events that have negatively impacted nesting and brood rearing seasons. As a result of the decline, bag limits in turkey management units 3, 5, and 6, that's northeast, south central, and southeast, will be reduced from 2 turkeys to 1 turkey. Beginning with the spring 2020 hunt, bag limits in units 1 and 2, northwest and north central, will remain at 2 turkeys. An amendment to reduce the fall 2020 season to 41 days for all open turkey management units. Currently, the fall season runs October 1st through January 31st. However, under these new regulations, the 2020 fall season will run October 1st to November 10th. And Unit 4 will remain closed to fall hunting. Move it one state north, Nebraska. They want to teach you how to hunt turkeys in the state of Nebraska. And you can learn the basics of turkey hunting at a Southeast Community College course. The college's Hebron campus, the non-credit course Learn to Hunt Turkey. It'll be held February 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th from 6 until 8 p.m. Presented by Nebraska Game and Parks in partnership with Southeast Community College. Instructors will be covering turkey habitat, equipment, what to wear, how to call birds in, how to properly clean and process those birds, too. And this is pretty cool. Adults who register can bring a youth age 12 or older with them at no additional cost. And youth age 12 and older that are registered can bring an adult with them for free. I mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. In West Virginia, when you purchase your 2020 hunting and fishing license earlier than ever before, because it's available earlier than ever before, you're also going to be entered to win a drawing for prizes. Anyone who purchases a 2020 sportsman or junior sportsman license will automatically be entered to win a free lifetime license or a vacation getaway at a West Virginia state park. Hunting and fishing licenses in the past were not available until into the new year, but licenses actually went on sale December 1st in West Virginia for 2020. Drawings for those prizes will be held in mid-January. I like the way they do this in North Dakota. The North Dakota Game and Fish Department and the North Dakota Department of Agriculture work hand in hand with the Coyote Catalog. It's a statewide effort designed to connect coyote hunters and trappers with landowners that are dealing with coyotes in their areas. Landowners sign up for the catalog. Hunters and trappers sign up at the Game and Fish website. Hunters then check those properties in the Coyote Catalog and book a hunt. There's no fee for the hunt. You simply contact the landowner and make arrangements. The Coyote Catalog. It's active now and will be in North Dakota through March 31st, 2020. I've talked to a lot of folks through the years when visiting with them about Purina Pro Plan, about special needs that their dogs have. And a lot of people are surprised to learn that Purina Pro Plan has a formula specifically built for their dog, for your dog. If your dog has itchy skin, a sensitive coat, there's a Pro Plan for that. Maybe an intolerance to grain, well, there's a Pro Plan for that. There's a Pro Plan for your dog, and it's at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Looks like it's a good deer season in Nebraska. Deer harvest numbers during the 2019 November firearm season up 2% from last year. During the nine-day season, there were 43,346 deer taken compared to 42,466 last year. Mule deer buck harvest decreased 9%. Whitetail buck harvest up almost 8%. Hey, let's get ourselves a fresh cup of coffee and meet right back here because Woody Woods from Rainy Lake, Minnesota is going to rejoin us. We're going ice fishing. On second thought, better put that coffee in a thermos and slip into your long johns.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wyson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Let's talk about that sweaty backside. You've got it or know someone who does. Do yourself, that friend or relative a favor this Christmas and give them a pair of Swamp Bud underwear. Swamp Bud underwear evaporates sweat faster than any other. And now, through December 31st, 2019, all camouflage Swamp Bud underwear is 30% off regular price. It's only available from the website swampbud.com. Swamp Bud underwear is made here in the U.S. for hot people like you.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall,
then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
Welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. We're revisiting a little trip we took to Rainy Lake, Minnesota in February of 2017. If you're looking for a awesome winter getaway, and you've never been ice fishing, book a trip on Rainy Lake, Minnesota with Hall of Famer Woody Woods. You guys are just going to have a blast.
Hey, Woody, I want to talk regulations with you just a little bit. I would recommend before you come up here, read up, go online. It's all there, Minnesota DNR, and you can go to bbkoradio.com. There's a quick link to those folks. Know the regulations before you come up, because it can vary actually county by county.
It absolutely can, and nowadays they're managing different lakes differently. In fact, even on Rainy Lake itself, you have two sets of rules. You got the Canadian set, yep, and you got the American set.
Yeah.
And so, you should bone up on those regulations. For the most part, they're similar. Of course, Canada does things in centimeters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And but Rainy Lake, the whole gist of Rainy Lake is you can keep a trophy walleye over, like 26 inches.
Yeah.
Then you can keep any walleye under 18 inches.
Okay.
Crappies, there's no slot.
Yeah.
Perch, there's no slot.
And crappie, there's no minimum length limit. If you want to eat an 8-inch fish, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. And, hey, they're good eating fish.
Yeah, absolutely they are. My recommendation would be to read up. And then when you get here, it's going to be really difficult to remember all that. Call Woody. Go fishing with Woody. He knows all this stuff like the back of his hand. He'll keep you straight. He'll keep you legal on the water. He won't take you to Canada until you're legal there. How difficult is it to get a Canadian license? I'm staying on the American side, and I want to fish Canadian water.
Oh, it's not difficult at all. You can get your license right on the computer.
Okay.
And then if you want to fish Canada, if you want to leave the American side to fish Canada, well, you just get what they call an RABC pass. It's called a Remote Area Border Crossing Pass. They're not very expensive. They're $30, and it's good for a year.
Yeah.
And then you can just leave in your boat. And
right.
So the idea is, though, you can't touch shore, but you can fish all the water.
Yeah.
So.
And you can get all that done online before you go home, and when you arrive here, you've got your license in your pocket. So we don't have to go physically
to the border and talk with those folks over there. We can handle it all online. Same with the Minnesota license.
Exactly. And having said that, you know, the whole lake is good fishing. Those fish, they don't know where the line is, and they move around. But it's always nice to have options. You know, the wind's blowing this way or that way, and, you know, it's just nice to have options. But having, you know, there's so many, you know, bays and coves and narrows, and, you know, you can always find fish somewhere. Anywhere within a mile on this lake, you're going to have some pretty darn good fishing.
Yeah. Well, but another reason to go ahead and buy both licenses and be prepared is because I don't know where that line is either. There are not markers down the middle of the lake saying, hey, you're entering Canada. So I want to be able to fish. If I see a spot that looks good, I want to be prepared. Another reason to go with Woody when you come, at least for the first few trips up, is because this is a beautiful lake. It's a big lake. It's 80 miles long, but it's absolutely chock full of pine tree covered and huge boulder islands out there. Not all of those reach the surface. You can really screw up a lower unit if you don't know where you're going.
You absolutely can. And I should tell people too, in all honesty, there is a Lake Master chip for this lake, and actually I think Navionics makes one too. They're very accurate.
Okay.
And so what a wonderful thing to have in your boat if you have the graphs and stuff, because they are very accurate.
I want to talk about these crappie. Okay. When we got there and got set up and you drilled your holes, you've got places marked all over this lake, thousands of places. And we pulled up on a spot. You started drilling some holes in the ice. First time you dropped down, 30 seconds later, you had a 15-inch black crappie laying on the ice, and I stood there with my mouth flung open. I was expecting 8 to 10-inch crappie.
Well, blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while.
We found more than one, too.
Yeah, these crappies are pretty predictable. You know, I mean, when you know your holes, not all holes have them, but it depends on the bottom. And, again, there's thousands of places to fish. But, you know, a person has their spots. I've been at this for over 40 years. So you kind of got a good idea when they're there and when they're not there.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And they were there. We pulled up on one spot. We didn't have – Woody drilled maybe 8 or 10 holes. We didn't have to move from there. We just took our electronics and our Vexlers, and we went to hole to hole. We dropped the Vexler in there. Boom, there's some fish. Drop down, catch them. Pretty good system, and it worked well.
Well, you know, people that have never used a flasher in the winter and let's face it, when you're ice fishing, there's no options. It's vertical jigging, and that's all you got.
Right,
You're not going to troll. You can't troll. So when you put that transducer in the water, you know, they have a float on it, and the transducer just sits in the hole with you. And it's so fun to watch those fish, suspended fish coming off the bottom, and you play with them a little bit, and eventually if they don't bite, well, you just move to another hole.
Yeah, move to another hole, catch fish over there, come back when this one's more willing. If you've never been out on ice before, like me, my first week out on ice, you don't trust it when you first get out there, Woody, because it's a strange deal. But I got over that very quickly. This ice in this lake can be 2-3 feet deep, thick.
Yeah, and typically what they the word is this: 3 inches to walk on, 6 inches to drive a snowmobile on, foot to drive a small pickup on, and maybe 14 inches to drive a pretty big pickup.
Yeah.
Now the ice we have right now is still 2-2.5 feet thick.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll fish right up till the end of March, but you have to also watch ice conditions.
Yeah.
I can drill a hole in the ice, and I can tell by how it's coming out of the hole what the quality of the ice is. So, you know, it's good to know those kind of things.
Yeah. And it is a blast. You're not going to freeze to death more than likely if you dress correctly, and maybe come a little later in the year like we did, second half of February and March can be a lot more comfortable than December or January.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, along with the crappie fishing, and mind you, yesterday we were out there in our I could have been in shirt sleeves yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was wonderful.
Sure.
I don't know, 55 degrees or 50
maybe.
Degrees.
Yeah, I don't think it quite got that warm, but the sun was direct and there was no wind, and it was just beautiful.
It's fun sometimes that time of the year, and a little, you know, especially in March, to sometimes bring some lawn chairs out there, do some tip-up fishing for big northern pike. And, of course, there's all kinds of different fish to catch: walleyes, northerns, pike, perch, crappies, tulipies, and on.
When you talk about tip-up fishing, there's a bunch of old boys in Alabama, Missouri, Mississippi. They don't know what you're talking about right now. What's tip-up fishing?
Well, a tip-up is, say you drill an 8-inch hole.
Yeah.
and now you have a you put a board across it. Well, the board can't go through the hole because it's laying sideways. Well, then there's a spool that comes off that board through the hole, and it's spooled with line, of course, and your bait goes down. And then on the top of the board, there's a flag with a spring on it.
Yeah.
So when the fish takes the bait and turns the spool, the flag pops up. And now you know you got a fish on there.
Right.
So just sit and relax, enjoy the day, and when the flag pops up, go catch your fish.
Go get the fish.
And that's a great technique for northerns?
Absolutely it is. And you can catch big walleyes doing that, too. And it's a hand-over-hand. You're not reeling. It's just a hand-over-hand experience. And it's fun because you got to use your hand as the drag. And the other day I was out fishing, and I had gone to shore to go to the bathroom. And I came back, and my customers, they were just having a little conversation.
Yeah.
I said, hey, is anybody going to take that flag over there? And they looked behind them, and this flag's up. We went over there, and I was trying to coach the fella. I said, now just pick it up slowly or turn that spool a little bit to give it some loose line. And he turns the spool a little bit, and I said, now just pick it up and just take a little more. Well, all the line was gone.
that was a big one.
The northern pike had spooled it. Probably ran out 100, 200 yards of line and then broke it off the thing. So it could have been a dandy. And I was fishing with about a pound and a half tulipy for a bait.
Wow, big bait.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to come back and talk about smallmouth fishing in just a minute. You guys that love to bass fish, do not miss out on Minnesota and Rainy Lake.
Yeah, we're talking smallmouth with freshwater fishing Hall of Famer Rainy Lake, Minnesota, Woody Woods. He's legendary up in that neck of the woods. And another guy you need to keep an eye out for when you're in the great state of Minnesota is Larry Bowling. I mean, keep both eyes on this guy. He's up next.
This is Jim Shockey. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about him. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Look on the deck of a Bass Pros boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The Endless Smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas. The world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet.
On your way out west, make a stop at Teske's Outdoors just west of Weatherford on the south side of Interstate 20. I'm Randy Jackson reminding you that you need it, we've got it at Teske's Outdoors with more than 12,000 square feet of blinds, gear, feeders, guns, camo, ammo, and you can get your hunting and fishing license at Teske's Outdoors. It's time for a new gun, and with over 1,000 new and used guns, it's impossible to not find what you need. We have Weatherby, Browning, Winchester, Benelli, Cooper, Christensen Arms, Colt, Kimber, Sig, and many more.
By now, you or the deer hunter in your life has sat and shivered in that old see-through deer blind enough to know that it's time for a new one. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of I-20 just west of Weatherford, Texas has them, and they'll fit in Santa's sleigh. So will warm winter hunting gear and a new rifle or shotgun. Teske's Outdoors, 817-599-3400, and right there on your way to hunt West Texas. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament.
Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read the tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, the tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. CCRWildGameProcessing.com.
I've relied completely on Buffalo Wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
Camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
Now, sure, I'm glad that you join us here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. And if you like this old camp house, spread the word. Bring a buddy with you next time. If your local radio station doesn't have outdoor programming or you think we might be a good fit for them, let them know. Tell them about us. Tell them to give me a call. 1-877-820-2256. 1-877-820-BBKO. Hey, while I was in Minnesota fishing with Woody Woods up on beautiful Rainy Lake a couple of years ago, he said, you got to meet a buddy of mine, Larry Bowling. He's a legend in this neck of the woods. He, too, is in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, and he's quite a character. You'll enjoy your visit, Billy. So we did. Over coffee one morning, we sat in Woody's old shop filled with old rods and reels and fishing line and lures from days gone by, and a one-of-a-kind guy named Larry Bowling.
Larry, you've been doing, how long have you been fishing these Minnesota lakes?
Well, I don't know, 60 years, 65 years.
So you know a thing or two. You know a little bit about this stuff up here. And you've also hosted an outdoor radio show, hunting fishing show, here in Minnesota for a long time. You are in the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. You've earned quite a name up here. How much of what you have passed on to these people over the years is total BS, and when are you telling them the truth? Because I know you ain't giving them your fishing holes.
Well, you don't ever give exact location. Like, I mean, you were out on Black Bay today. That's what we tell everybody to cut.
Yeah. I've learned when people say Black Bay, nah.
But if it's a big body of water, you know, Rainy Lake, you say, yeah, I got them on Rainy Lake. That's not lying and it's not being real specific.
Right, that's what we do back home, yeah.
Exactly.
Or it's Lake X if it's a small lake, you know. Right. We don't want to give it all away. Yeah. You've had, because of your celebrity and your fishing ability, occasion to take some pretty famous folks fishing over the years. John Madden came and went fishing with you, didn't he?
Ice fishing, and of course it was his first time on the ice, as was yours with Woody.
Yeah.
And anyway, to make a long story short, we were probably out on the lake, on Lake Mille Lacs, which now a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
And we were probably 2 or 3 miles out on the lake, and he asked me when we were going to get on the lake. He was in my pickup truck. And I set John up on a 5-gallon pail and a Vexilar flasher, and dropped the jig down there, and he didn't catch any, he kept missing them, but he was fascinated by the fact that you could see the fish coming up to the lure.
Yeah.
And you know what really upsets me about the whole deal? I never took a picture of John Madden sitting on a 5-gallon pail.
Really?
Talk about incongruous. Is that a word? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What a great guy he was, too.
And he was actually in the Madden bus that became so famous on his way to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, we went back. We only fished for about a half hour, and then we had to go back to the bus, and we fried up some fish.
Yeah.
My brother had a fish house close there, and we got some of his fish to take back to the bus. We fried fish and watched some pregame crap that was going on. It was one of the most memorable days I've ever had in my life.
I guess so. That's a whole lot of fun. Two legends fishing together out on these northern lakes. The smallmouth fishing in this state is becoming famous because of Mille Lacs. Rainy Lake doesn't take a back seat to Mille Lacs, does it?
No, it's a much bigger lake, and it's got more nooks and crannies. And I'll take this lake over Mille Lacs, but not for the size of the fish. I mean, I fished a lot on Mille Lacs myself. I grew up down there. So
numbers, Rainy Lake, big fish Mille Lacs.
Oh, numbers on Mille Lacs too. Right now, I'd say Mille Lacs is a better. If you want action, the wind is the problem there. We're on Rainy Lake. What I'm saying is you can always get out of the wind and still catch fish.
Yeah, because of the islands.
Because of the islands, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. The Vexilar, I have a flasher on my Garmin units. I've got a pair of Garmin units front and back on my boat. And I use a lot of down imaging, side imaging, traditional sonar. Use a whole lot of things on there. I've been frustrated with my flasher because I hadn't been down that learning curve, you know. I got a real lesson in the Vexilar yesterday. There's a difference in flashers. Those people at Vexilar know what they're doing.
Yeah, of course, we started out with flashers up here. The famous Lowrance green box, used to be the red box, was the first one out. And I had one of those.
Yep.
The difference between a flasher and a graph style, LCD readout, whatever you want to call it, is when you move your lure with a flasher, it moves instantly at the same time. It's almost instantaneous.
Right.
When you're ice fishing, that's a big advantage because I've ice fished with a graph.
Right.
And it's slower. Like you can count. If the fish moves in, you could say 1,001 before you'd see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, on the flasher, you're seeing it right now.
Right. Well, we fish a lot of Bodark trees, which is one of the hardest woods on the planet back home. Summertime, those trees never rot, and they're standing in 20 to 30 to 40 feet of water. And I'm going to start using my flasher more and more because many times those crappie will be suspended somewhere up and down the trunk of that tree, and they'll hit that jig on the drop. This will show me instantly when a fish comes up and takes that jig on the drop.
One good thing about what you want to do is you want to run your liquid crystal, too.
Yeah.
And they're different frequencies normally. I don't know which one you have, though. But anyway, they could interfere with each other. But if you can do that, you want to do it because when you go over a tree with a graph, you know it's a tree.
Yep.
With a flasher, it could be a school of fish. You're not really sure. But once you're there, then you notice the difference between the speed of which you move your lure and how quick it shows up moving, especially if you're jigging. Your rhythm is better then. So combine the both when you're doing it.
I'm going to see how much you northern boys know now. When you catch a mess of crappie, Larry, how do you bread that rascal and fry him up? Because God himself intended, I'm sure it's in Scripture somewhere, that peanut oil, cornmeal, salt, and pepper should be used on crappie.
Well, if God would have wanted me to cook, he'd have given me more patience because my wife does all that.
Oh, okay. All right. What do you guys bread them with up here? I love your shore lunch for walleye. There's nothing better.
Yeah, no, shore lunch is great. I do use that. We usually use the crackers a lot, cornflakes, Wheaties. In fact, Wheaties is good. I bet a lot of people haven't tried that. It kind of gives it a little sweet taste.
Okay.
Especially on crappie.
Yeah, very good.
Grind them up.
Frog legs. You guys ever gig frogs up here? We love that down home.
When I was a kid, we ate a lot of frog. We just, as kids, we did that. We roasted them. Our frog are much smaller.
Okay.
Down here, you got the Texas. Don't even brag about it, okay?
No, I'm going to tell you about our frogs. I had an old boy come down from Minnesota and fish with me one time, Larry, and a great big soft-shell turtle started crawling across the road in front of the pickup up there. He must have been 2 feet wide. He said, "What is that?" I said, "It's a tick."
That's all. There you go. You know, I know a lot of guys from Texas, so you don't have to go any further on this one. But our mosquitoes are kind of the size of eagles. If you have a puppy running around outside, it's going to go up in the air.
They'll carry it off. Yeah, I'm telling you. Can't top that. Larry, what a pleasure to meet you. Let's go fishing sometime.
Next time you're up here with me, you and I and Woody will go out there and terrorize the lake.
Nah, that's too much BS in one boat. I can only take one of you at a time.
This is a Big Billy Kender Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKenderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Let's grab a fresh cup of coffee and meet right back here. Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at Spring Creek SD. Want to know how to knock the socks off the bass fishermen in your family this Christmas? How to guaranteed, surefire, absolutely without a doubt, make them stop in their Christmas morning Santa jammies and forget to breathe for a minute? Hand them a G. Loomis rod from Southwestern Parts in Dallas. Lucky Mr. Bassman will know that you truly want him to feel every bite, no matter how light, on his next trip to the lake. He'll proudly tell all of his buddies that his G. Loomis rods are made in America, and that G. Loomis rods set the standard for the industry. Your G. Loomis gift to Mr. Bassman is made from proprietary resins and composites, ensuring that each rod can handle the stress of landing big fish. The highest quality line guides, reel seats, and handles. Cork handles filled and treated using a proprietary process. Mr. Bassman will feel the bite, win the fight, then pose for the camera with his personal best.
Woo-hoo!
And his G. Loomis rod. From Southwestern Parts in Dallas, with the largest real parts inventory in the world.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfork Resort Trout Dock in Norfork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
I'm really enjoying my memories of Rainy Lake, Minnesota, and my friends Woody Woods and Larry Bolig. In fact, all the friendly people that I met across the state of Minnesota, and the tremendous crappie that we caught, the awesome scenery, those islands that dot Rainy Lake, covered with big boulders and pine trees, secluded cabins. It's the definition of solitude. But listen, if you're a smallmouth bass fisherman, that's my absolute favorite fish to fight. You've got to take a good hard look at Rainy Lake, Minnesota, and Woody Wood's fairly reliable guide service.
Woody, I've caught some very big largemouth bass. I've been blessed to fish some really good largemouth bass waters in my life. But on occasion, I have an opportunity to fish for smallmouth bass. That, hands down, is my favorite fish to catch because of the fight. And I'm sure that's the same story with a lot of people. Don't forget about Rainy Lake, Minnesota, if you're a smallmouth fisherman. It's fantastic.
Many experts put Rainy Lake at the top 10 smallmouth lakes in North America.
Wow.
And it's probably, I can't think of a better drive-to lake in Ontario also. Yeah. It's fantastic smallmouth fishery.
Yeah.
Structure, we've got, we've got these deep bays and yeah. beaches and rocky points and rock piles sticking out and yeah. trees hanging over. And
right.
and I love to topwater fish.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love it. And I like throwing like a Rapala skitter pop because it's kind of heavy. And like a number 9, I can
yeah.
really toss it. But I've got guys that they tube jig. I've had guys that like to fly fish. I've had guys that, there's so many different ways to catch these smallies. I mean, you can just troll a number 11 blue silver original floating Rapala
yeah.
behind the boat along shoreline and boom,
yeah.
boom. I'd get walleyes and northerns doing that too.
Right, yeah.
But, what I have so much fun about fishing the smallmouth on Rainy Lake is, I'm going to mention it again, the scenery.
Yeah.
And when you're going down the bank and there's so many targets to throw your bait at, and you never know when you're going to see a deer or a moose or something, and
yeah.
it's just fun. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
I just enjoy it.
You bet. Absolutely it is. It never gets old. Woody's lived here all of his life, and the scenery is as new every morning as it was the first time he ever laid eyes on it. It's just a fantastic, gorgeous, gorgeous place. I don't want to troll for my smallmouth. I want to throw it right in their face, right, Woody. That's what I want to do. When, if you want to come up for a spring smallmouth season, when are they going to go to spawn typically? When is the ice going to be washed out of here?
Well, they're, the smallmouth, you can really start catching them pretty good as soon as you get a boat in the water.
Yeah.
Right then, they're on some deeper humps, okay, but they're going to be moving to the shallows probably by mid-May or the third week of May. They're really getting along the shoreline.
Okay.
By early June, they're, bedding up.
Yep.
And you can make that run, that can go on for some time. And it's funny because this lake is so big.
Right.
The water temperature can change in different parts of the lake. And so you might have some that are spawning a week or 2 weeks later than another.
Yeah.
And so, but probably if you had to pick the perfect time to come smallmouth fishing, mid-June.
Yeah.
June 15th.
Good time to come. For those of you that love to fish the spawn and you kind of follow the spawn, maybe you fish December, January in Florida, and then March, April, May, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, those areas, Oklahoma. Follow that spawn on up north in June, late May on into June after your spawn is wrapped up down there. It's a great opportunity. So a skitter pop, you like to throw a skitter pop early in the morning, and then maybe after the top water bite dies down a little, what do you do?
What do you prefer?
Oh, I'll have a sandwich.
I like that plan.
And a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
There's just, you can vertical jig on some humps. You can... Big Bill, there's so many different ways to do it. I wanted to mention...
Are crankbaits a good option? Excellent.
Yeah, and a small crayfish crankbait that runs like 6 feet, deadly.
Huh.
It's just deadly.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many different makes, Live Target makes stuff, Rapala makes stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many different... Berkeley...
Yeah.
Big O's.
Yeah. River to Sea, everybody's making really good crankbaits.
So it's fun to do that. But, again, I'm usually in the back of the pack. See, I run my boat from behind. Usually if I'm bass fisherman, I have two guests in my boat.
Yeah.
And they're casting ahead, at 11 o'clock,
right,
so on and so forth. And I'll watch for them to miss a spot.
Yeah.
And I'll try to throw one in there when we go by.
Right.
And that's what I mean. It's just so many targets to throw at. One of the things you mentioned, I was talking about the bass spawn. The walleyes actually spawn mid-April to mid-May. And northern pike are right in there, too. They're just before that walleye spawn.
Yeah.
And it's fun setting up in front of these bays when there's still good ice.
Yeah.
And setting up tip-ups in front of these bays on a sunny day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the big pike are staging in front of those weedy bays, and it's a blast.
Yeah, I guess it is, man, because like the smallmouth, there's another good fight. You get a 20-pound northern on there, man. He's going to roll and fight like an alligator. It's unbelievable.
A tremendous fight. And these, they're voracious. They go after you with more vim and vigor than your average bear. And they can really blow up on you and, bring a lot of tackle because they got sharp teeth.
Yes. Yep. You're going to lose some tackle. That's why they call it terminal tackle. You move on through the summer months. It's pretty comfortable fishing up here. Back in Texas, we're going to hit 100 degrees. You hope it doesn't happen until late June, but it's going to happen before that. And then it's just going to be that way into September. Up here, you're a whole lot cooler in the summer. It's nice weather.
It's great. I mean, we can get some hot days, too. We can get 85, 80.
That's not hot, would you?
Well, but it's comfortable because you got this beautiful lake you can always jump in and cool off on.
Right. Yeah.
And in fact, Big Bill, we're getting a lot more. I've noticed the last few years we're getting a lot more people from Texas and the hotter parts of the country that are finding their way here, kind of on the lowdown, but they're finding their way here.
Sure, you bet.
And some of them buy cabins and...
Yep.
Islands and stuff like that,
right.
And what a place to hang out for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I'm telling you, and if your financial status is at the point where you'd like to have a second place somewhere, someone can own an island on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. Absolutely gorgeous, no landscaper needed, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful islands with these big boulders and pine trees. And a lot of people have bought and built beautiful cabins on these things already, and they come up in the summer months or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, way back in the day, when the Canadian and American government were, allowing people to buy property like that, they sold lots. So there's a lot of crown land or state land.
Yeah.
Crown land is Canadian. A lot of government land on both sides, but occasionally you find a spot, you know, might be 100 foot wide and a couple hundred foot deep lot or something like that, and you actually end up like owning the whole island because you're the only one on it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. No, it's just fantastic, and you're going to have to think this through a little bit. You're going to need a boat to get to your house or a helicopter or something, you know.
Yep.
But, boy, once you're there, you are secluded. You've got your own little piece of paradise. And Woody can help you with that. Actually went out and got his real estate license a few years ago. Got sick of people saying, can I own one of these islands? Yeah, go call so-and-so. Yeah, you went and got your license. Said, "Yeah, call me."
Well, yeah, you know, I had a one-legged friend of mine that was a realtor, and you know, he'd worked hard at this real estate stuff, and I used to guide with him and everything. You know, he's a great guy. He had his office in my complex, and then a couple of years ago he retired, so I just kind of took over. And I mean, I obviously my passion is guiding, and never quit your day job in real estate.
That's exactly right.
Enjoyed showing people some properties and helping them find something, so that's been kind of fun.
Woody Woods and his fairly reliable guide service, Rainy Lake, Minnesota. We're all out of time. I hate that. I could meander down this old memory for another hour or two, but I got to go. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you back to this old camp house next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch. And we'll leave you with our homemade version using all the calls in our bag of Jingle Bells.